Welcome to Couch Sessions by YWAM Heidebeek. On this podcast, we sit down with YWAMers to have interesting and challenging conversations on their journey with Holy Spirit and how they live their day-to-day lives with God. So come, join us. This episode is hosted by Marita Winkler.
Welcome, Ellen. Thank you for being here on today's podcast episode. We're super excited to have you here. You're already at Heidebeek since 2010. You did your DGS in 2009. You came with your family, you're married to Remco, you have four beautiful children, and you do many things actually at Heidebeek. You're involved in personnel, you're part of the leadership team since 2015 already. You're also part of the team who facilitates the Kairos course. So you are a woman of many talents, I would say.
Oh, thank you.
And I also really see you as a person who is very empathetic, also a person who has energy and wants to change something for the better. And I also see you as a woman who really longs for more of God. And
Thank you.
And my first question would be right away, how did this come that you end up with a family in YWAM?
Well, Remco and I started together. We were married when we did our DTS. And during our DTS, God was really clear that we would go into mission as a couple. But also, he gave us words that we would be in mission as a family. We had no kids. We were 25 at that time. So we were like, oh yeah, children. Wow, okay. But that grew, of course, that longing of like, oh yeah, we want to be a family. After a few years of missions at Heidebeek, we started the family. And now we are here with four kids as missionaries.
That's really cool. And did it change your life at the base, having kids?
Yes, a lot. From being really full-time on board, we have kids. And of course, it starts with one and then two, and now we have four. But I always try to be, also as a mother, really be involved. We live on base. So it's so easy to just, you know, go with your child to a coffee corner or to have people over and to share life, share also your passion for mission.
So in 2015, you joined the leadership team. How many children did you have back then?
Two. Our second was half a year.
And can you just share, how did that process go for you? How did you feel like, oh, this is a step God wants me to take? And what thoughts were running through your head also with having two children? How was that all?
If I look back, I really believe God kind of prepared me. I knew that we had new base leaders and that they were asking and looking for people in the leadership team. I never thought of me being asked to be in leadership. But with a little one, you are often awake. And I really sensed, especially when the nights that I was awake, that God starts speaking about leadership, challenging me, like, would you be up for leadership? So I started thinking, like, but what is leadership? And how would it look like in my life? A few weeks later, our base leaders, Willem Jan and Stefan, came to our house, said like, hey, we want to talk with you. Would you be up for serving the base in the leadership team? And because I kind of had that experience that God was asking me all these questions about leadership, I thought like, hey, he's preparing me to step in. Do I know everything about leadership? No. But I want to serve. I want to serve him. I want to serve the base and the people we have here on base. So for me, it was a kind of preparation of, hey, stepping in and serving the base in this way. And in the end, of course, serving God.
Yeah. So you just said, oh, it wasn't that you felt like you had so much knowledge or experience. How did that go in your mind? Because sometimes that also can hold us back, I think, especially as women.
Oh, yes.
If we're not feeling like we're an expert, we rather don't do it. So why did you still do it anyways?
I think, first of all, because I had the feeling that God was talking to me about leadership and, hey, are you willing to step in? I had a little bit of leadership experience within the DTS and I loved it. I still remember that I said to also my school leader, oh, I love to learn more about leadership. So that's also, I think, yeah, who I am. I always want to kind of develop myself. So it was also a nice challenge. And next to that, our base leaders, when they asked me, said like, hey, we have many women, many mothers here on base. You can represent them. We want to hear your voice as a mother in our leadership team. So that also helped, like, oh yeah, I can just be myself, come as a mother. That made me also like, okay, I'm gonna step into this.
Yeah, so you felt like, I hear from God, he's in extending an invitation to me to step into that.
Yes.
You got asked, but you also felt the excitement, I will just try.
Yes.
And I will see this and step on the next step from your experience you had.
It was both. It was, first of all, an opportunity for me. I thought like, oh yeah, I want to serve. I want to serve the base. I want to serve God by taking this place in leadership. But also like, oh yeah, there's so much more to develop and to grow. So let's go for it. And yes, I have two kids. And yes, it will be intense. But we also talked a lot about it at home. Like, hey, how can this work? To have support from, well, in my case, Remco, my husband, really helped.
And how was it then? In a new team, how was that for you?
All of us started fresh and new. So we kind of started this journey together with finding out like, hey, how does it work? And I remember that one of our elders said like, make as many mistakes as possible in the first year, because then there's grace. And it was such a relief, like, oh yeah, we don't have to do everything perfect. It's okay to make mistakes. Ask forgiveness, but go on and carry on. And I also felt really supported from the base.
What did you discover about yourself through being in leadership?
I think that I am really responsible, and that's a blessing, but sometimes also a burden. I really care. I really care what God gave us here, people-wise, but also property-wise. I learned that it's a wonderful journey to be in. There are so many situations where like, God, we don't know, but we trust you, we serve you, we love you, but it's your base, these are your people, show us what to do. And then God showed up, and it's teamwork what we do. It's not me or only the base leaders, no, it was really us as a team working together. We have many different personalities in our team. Some are more visionary. I am not, not at all. So that's a challenge. But if someone has a vision, I love to work alongside and be more on the practical side, maybe more the management side. You kind of help each other.
Yeah. So you're already mentioning teamwork. Of course, in YVM, we have a value that we function in teams. We want our teams to be diverse. We also want to work with different genders. We want to work with men and women together. In your experience of the last years, how do you see, why is it so necessary that we work together as men and women in a team?
We are so different, men and women. And I think we as women, we have something... a voice that needs to be heard. How we view things, how we, sometimes we come from another perspective. And I think it's healthy to have that. And I see that in our team, we have 5 guys and now we have 3 women in our team. It helps. Yeah, you as a woman, you think of things that guys don't think of. And that's just, it's really helpful.
Can you give some examples? Not, of course, you can't give super concrete examples, but how does it look like to have a different perspective in a woman? On what do we have a different perspective?
Well, I think this is a very tiny example, but if we, for example, organize something, I notice that it's often me who says like, hey, but what about the families? How can we include our kids? Or how can we do this? So I think it's important that we also, for example, have a single in our team, a woman and a man who are single. And they could also say like, hey, but what about the singles? Or what about the foreigners? So you need to have all of that you like kind of represent the group you're also part of. I remember a year that I was out. We got our 4th one and I said like, okay, to be in leadership with 4 kids. My husband was in that time also busy with the building project we had here on base. So I said, I will be out for a year. When I came back, quite some comments were made like, oh yeah, good to have you back. We missed your voice. We missed your point of view, or there is something you bring. And I was also very curious about, what do you mean with that? And I think it's just, you represent something. And it can be in the tiny little things, but it is important.
Mm-hmm. Your life situation is unique, and everyone's life situation is unique. It's important that we hear each other. How is it for you having this contrast? You're in the leadership team, you have meetings, you're also involved in different other things. And then you come from a 3-hour meeting and you come home and there are 4 kids waiting for you. How do you do that? How do you transition? What helps you?
Yeah, that's a good one. To be honest, if I walk home from the base, a meeting, within a minute I have the family life. So I sometimes need to go for a walk of 5 minutes, or just in my mind I know, like, hey, when I come home, the kids will jump at me, they have stories, they have something to share. Yeah, you kind of prepare yourself for that. Sometimes you really need to make that switch, like, okay, I immediately go now from this meeting, to family life. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes I, when I come home, I say to my husband, let's do coffee first. And then the kids know that also. We have the rule at our house that it's okay to watch television around 5. So they are all behind the television. So that gives me a few minutes. Mm-hmm. And of course, they give me a hug and then they go watch their little movie again.
Yeah.
But that helps.
And how do you have space for carrying the responsibility being in leadership for the base, but also carrying the responsibility for your family and having 4 children? Is it sometimes things you really feel like, wow, it's really weighing on me? Or how do you manage to do both at the same time?
Well, I once got a very good tip of someone. She said, in life, you have all these balls you kind of need to keep up. Some are of glass. If you drop them, then are really broken. And others are the ones that if they fall, they will bounce back. Make sure that you know what are your balls of glass and what are your balls that can drop. Because it's okay to drop a ball sometimes. It's okay to feel like, oh man, I fail, or I let my kid down. But I always think like, okay, but what is important? What is important right now? If I don't go there, is that really bad? Or can I just drop this? And what will happen if I let it drop? Because sometimes you kind of need to be okay with, I cannot do everything. And especially when you feel responsible for everything, it's not helpful. So sometimes I do need to tell my team, hey, sorry guys, it's really important that I go to this certain sports game. Sorry, I need to leave half hour earlier. I'm really sorry, but I just need to. Or I cannot lead this meeting because can we swap? And then teamwork is also really important. And everyone knows, like, hey, you're a mom of 4. We kind of help you with that.
How can we know in our lives what are the balls of glass and what are the balls which bounce back? How did you decide that for yourself?
Well, I think it's something I reflect on, well, not weekly, but I think every few months I like, hey, what's now on my plate? And just like, hey, what is really important? Because of course, family is really a ball of glass. But also sometimes things in your ministry, or you work a lot with people, they are also of glass. So you constantly are thinking like, okay, what is really important now? What if I drop this? Will it really bring damage I cannot repair? It sounds really dramatic, but sometimes it feels like that. And it's also, especially in conversation with my husband or kids, I know them and I know what's important for them. So if I cannot go with my daughter to their swimming lesson, and I know she's really afraid, for example, and I have to be there, I will make sure that I'm there, because I know if I don't show up, I have a problem. So you constantly are reflecting like, okay, what can I drop, what not? And it's for ministry, but it's also for family life.
Is it also something you learned over the years?
Oh, yes.
It's more clear?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. And I made mistakes, really. I let people down here on base. I let my husband down. I let my kids down. I let myself down because of that. But it's also like, hey, I'm learning. Just get up your feet again and try. And it really helps to have also people around you who are also experiencing leadership. I talk a lot with other women or other moms. Like, how do you do this? Last year, I did a leadership school within YOM. I asked a lot of moms. Well, there were not a lot of moms, but the ones that were there, I asked them, like, how do you do it? And how do you do family life with the responsibility? Mm-hmm. So you learn from one another.
So one thing I hear you do is you talk a lot, you ask for expertise from others. And that actually is something leading me to the next question, because I was wondering, how do you stay healthy as a leader? How do you do that? So I already hear one aspect is to keep talking, to hear from others. What are other things you do so you stay healthy as a leader?
What helps me is to really find a balance of indeed ministry and family life, but also things like, hey, how do I recharge? If I, for example, get a lot of stress, if I know I have no evening off. So I make sure that I have an evening off. I make sure that I make time with my husband. Sometimes it can happen that we have two evenings together, and other evening weeks we don't have an evening together. But you need to keep that in balance. I started in the gym. I noticed that it really helps me also to think things through while I'm at the gym. Just to stay healthy, but also to kind of let things go. But also your time with God is important in that. And that's also a challenge because, you know, when the kids are awake, they are awake. And yes, I would love to have quiet time in the morning, but it doesn't work, at least not for me. Other moms can do it, but I know that I need to do it more in between or in the evening when the kids are in bed. But that really helps, to stay healthy.
Good advice. All your priorities, talk with others and take care of your body.
Yeah.
And have some grace. That's what I also hear.
A lot of grace. A lot of grace. Indeed. Yeah.
What would you say, Ellen, is the strength of a mother in leadership?
Yeah, I can think about many things. As a mother in leadership, you need to be very flexible. And you kind of bring that in your team as a mother. You have, because you are a mother, also different hats on. So you bring that. You think family. And I think that's also, especially here on this base.
Can add on it. I think you're very flexible. You're very quick on your feet. That maybe also be personality, but also what I see with mothers here, and I'm not a mother, that they are used to have their eyes everywhere because kids go everywhere. So they notice a lot of things in very little time. And I'm always impressed by that. So that is what I see when I look at mothers in leadership. I see they also bring that in their leadership roles.
Yeah,
they notice a lot of little things and they know that little things can have a huge impact.
Yeah.
And just that making people feel seen, it's just something I see, especially with mothers.
Yeah, but good observation.
And if you look back on when you started 7 years ago, what would you tell yourself looking back now?
Oh, be relaxed, you know, God is there. and I think also, you know, you can, maybe it's also a women thing, insecurity comes and shows up. It's okay, but also work with that. Work, do something with it. Talk about it with others. But also really see it as, hey, this is a growing opportunity. You don't need to know it all, really. That's kind of the thing maybe it's just me, but now I'm in the leadership team, so I do need to know it all. No, that's not true. We're all on this journey. We're all on this journey of getting to know God better and find out how can we serve him, how can we serve the people here, how can we lead. So be relaxed about it. I think I would tell myself that,
And if you think about when you shared in the beginning, you were a mom with two kids at home, nights were short.
Oh, yes.
There were a lot of questions. Of course, for people who are listening now and they're in this situation, maybe they just got the first kid or they have two, and leadership actually feels far away, or at least that leadership in ministry, because of course, as a mother, you're a leader, you're leading a whole lot within your family. How to balance this when you feel like, oh, now I have kids, what about ministry? Do you have thoughts about that?
I really believe that it's very important that you do it together with your partner. I couldn't have done it if Remco said no. He had to be very flexible because sometimes, you know, things pop up and you need to respond immediately. I often had to ask him like, hey, sorry, this comes up. Can you take care of the kids? If he would have said like, yeah, no, sorry, I cannot, then I would have had a problem. So really do it together with your partner, I would say. But also, I loved and I still love to serve in team. So I also know that if I had, for example, only 3 hours of sleep and then a whole day of meetings, I know, yes, I will be tired, but I love what I do. I love leadership. I love to have influence. I love to work together. And that helps. And then you kind of forget, like, oh yeah, I am tired. Oh yes, it wasn't a very pleasant night. But it's okay. It also gives you energy if you do the things you love. And that really helps.
What I hear you say is do it together with your partner, talk about what matters, talk about your expectations, and know what you're passionate about.
Yes,
and keep it alive.
Yes.
That's very good. What would you like to see when you look towards the future and you see mothers, women? I think often in church we still see not as many women in leadership than in men. What would be your hope?
My hope is that if there are women who say, like, hey, but I'm up for it, I would love to, or I have the sense that God is asking me, that they get the space to do it. That first of all, the organization or the church where they work are like, oh yeah, go for it, I give you this platform. But again, your partner is really important in that, because yeah, you do need to have that backup, like, hey, I can do this. I release you in it. Yeah, there are also mothers who love to be home with the kids, and they're like, I'm really not up for leadership. And that's also fine. Do what God calls you to do. And if that's being at home full time, go for that. And it's wonderful to invest in your kids. It's wonderful to lead them. But yeah, other moms are like, oh, please give me, I can handle more. So go for it then.
Because we're all so different.
We're really different.
It's very important what you say. There's not, we all have to do this or we all have to do that. It's knowing who you are and knowing what God is calling you to do.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. And often people say, like, I have no idea how you do it. But it doesn't always feel like it, because I love what I do. So it doesn't feel always like a burden. Sometimes it does, when many things come up at the same time. But most of the time, it's just, yeah, it's wonderful. You can see God at work in people, in ministries you're investing in the things you can lead out. So yeah, I love it. So it doesn't feel like, oh, I have enough. It also really helps that we have, of course, very sweet kids. They make it easy.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Oh, great. It's been really great to hear from you, Ellen. I really can hear also the passion you have, and both for your family and also for your ministry. And thank you so much for bringing that in and for being who you are and giving people permission to really be who they are. And thank you so much for your service at this space and for coming and being with us today.